Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Family Heist, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Blood and Blueprints. The trailer reeked of mold and bad decisions. Uncle Vince's place was a graveyard for ambition, the kind of spot where dreams went to rot. I sat at the kitchen table, its surface sticky with spilled bourbon and decades of regret, watching my father's knuckles turn white around a crumpled blueprint. His eyes, bloodshot and hungry, darted between us like he was sizing up livestock. 12 million, he said, slamming his fist down. The ashtray rattled, cigarette butts spilled like carcasses. 12 million split five ways. That's enough to disappear. Start over. Live. Aunt Carla leaned back in her chair, her leopard print dress straining over her ribs. She exhaled a cloud of smoke sharp enough to cut glass. Five ways? Since when do kids get equal cuts? Her gaze slithered toward me, then my siblings. Last I checked, your boy Dex here got your wife killed. And this one, she jabbed her cigarette at Charlie, my baby sister, who hadn't looked up from her phone once. Can't even spell felony. Dex's chair screeched as he stood, towering over her. The scars on his forearms, crude tally marks from stints in juvie, twitched like live wires. Say that again, Carla. I'll mail your teeth to your parole officer. Enough, Dad barked. The room went still, but the silence was a lie. I could taste the venom in the air, thick and sweet. This was family. Mom's ghost haunted the room. I felt her in the way Dad's voice cracked when he said vault, in the way Dex kept flexing his trigger finger, like he could shoot the memory of her death out of the air. 2 years ago, she'd been the lookout for one of Dex's petty gas station jobs. Cops showed up early. Mom took a bullet meant for him. Dex never apologized. Just got a new tattoo, a cross with her initials, and called it tribute. Dad smoothed the blueprint on the table. The Diamond Vault Casino's layout sprawled across the paper like a spider's web. Security system updates next Thursday. They'll be distracted. We hit the vault during the chaos. Charlie finally looked up, her eyeliner smudged into bruises. Why not after the update? New systems have glitches. Because after, Dad snapped, the money gets moved off-site. You think I'm stupid? She shrugged. Wouldn't be here if you weren't. Dex lunged, but Dad blocked him with a forearm. Touch her and I'll break your hand, he growled. I almost laughed. Dad's protection of Charlie was just guilt. She was 14 when Mom died. He'd left her alone for 3 days after, drowning in a motel bathtub of Jack Daniels. I was the one who found her cutting glass to smoke weed on the roof of the auto shop. They're all parasites, Marlo, she'd said. Even you. The plan unfolded like a rusty switchblade. Dex neutralized the guards. Translation, leave no witnesses. Carla, seduce Frankie, the head of security, and steal his key card. Me, hack the casino's camera system. Loop the footage. Charlie, watch the cops' radio channels. Sound the alarm if things go sideways. Dad, crack the vault. And the split. Carla's voice was syrup and razor blades. Dad didn't blink. Even. 2.4 mil each. Dex's jaw tightened. I knew that look. He'd gotten it right before he'd smashed a pool cue over a dealer's head for shorting him $20. Bullshit, Carla hissed. I'm risking my ass playing nice with Frankie. That psycho's got a wife and a boyfriend. I want 3 mil or I walk. Dad's smile was thin. Walk then. But remember, Frankie's got your photo taped to his locker. How long till he realizes you're the one who robbed him blind in Tulsa? Carla froze. Her lipstick looked like a wound. After the meeting, I followed Dad outside. The trailer park was a cemetery of rusted dreams, the air thick with the stink of burnt tires. You sure about this? I asked. He lit a cigarette, the flame trembling in his grip. We're out of options. The shop's drowning in debt. Dex is one warrant away from life in prison. And you, he eyed me cold. You really want to code apps for minimum wage the rest of your life? The truth? I'd failed every coding class I'd ever taken. Stole a laptop at 16 just to prove I could. Dad found out, made me return it, then pocketed the $200 reward. What if Carla rats? I said. He smirked. She won't. I've got a photo of her dumping her husband's body in Lake Michigan. Mutual destruction's a beautiful thing. The wind howled, carrying the distant wail of a police siren. Charlie stood in the doorway, her face lit by her phone's glow. Watching. Always watching. Back inside, Dex cornered me by the fridge. His breath reeked of bourbon and rot. You fuck up the cameras, and I'll make you wish Mom was alive to cry about it. I shoved past him. You'd miss me. Who else would clean up your messes? But later, as I lay on the trailer's moth-eaten couch, I stared at the blueprint taped to the wall. The vault's dimensions. The guard rotations. The timing. Too perfect. Dad hadn't worked an honest job in 20 years. Since when did he know how to crack a vault? I found Charlie in the bathroom, carving a stick-and-poke tattoo into her thigh with a safety pin. A snake eating its own tail. Ewan? I asked. She didn't flinch. Dex'll get greedy. Dad's too drunk to notice. Carla's gonna bolt. And me? She looked up, her eyes black holes. You'll do what you always do. Nothing. The pin dug deeper. Blood beaded, dripped, vanished down the drain. That night I dreamed of Mom. She stood in the casino vault, her dress soaked red. Run, Marlo, she whispered. But when I turned, the exit was sealed. The walls were lined with mirrors. And in every one, I saw Dad's face. Chapter 2, Secrets and Blowtorches. Dex's garage smelled like gasoline and bad memories. The walls were papered with faded pinup girls and arrest warrants he'd framed like trophies. Tools hung from the ceiling like carcasses in a butcher shop. And in the center of it all, my brother stood over a workbench, polishing a sawed-off shotgun with the tenderness of a lover. Took you long enough, he said, not looking up. His voice was gravel in a tin can. Dad's already pissed. I kicked a crumpled beer can across the floor. Dad's always pissed. Charlie slouched in the corner, her combat boots propped on a stack of stolen car batteries. She was scrolling through her phone, the blue light reflecting in her deadfish eyes. Relax, Marlo. He's just mad Carla made him buy her a new dress for the seduction. She air-quoted the word, her voice dripping with venom. Guess Frankie likes his women flammable. Dex snorted. Carla's about as seductive as a grease fire. He tossed me a black duffel bag. Inside was a tangle of wires, a laptop crusted with stickers from my failed coding days, and a burner phone still smelling of plastic. You've got till tonight to hack the casino's system. Dad says the new IT kid's a college pup. Should be easy. Easy. The word curdled in my gut. I'd spent 3 years failing every tech course the community college offered. Dad called it a phase. Mom called it a crisis. Turned out she was right. I'd stolen a professor's hard drive at 17, not for the data, but to prove I could. Got caught. Got expelled. Got a backhand from Dad for embarrassing him. What if the kid's not as green as Dad thinks? I said, trying to sound bored. Dex leaned in, the shotgun now cradled in his arms. Then I'll pay him a visit. Convince him to take a sick day. He grinned, flashing a gold molar. Might even be fun. The plan was simple, which meant it would fail. Step 1. Disable the casino's cameras. Loop the footage for a 90-minute window. Step 2. Dex, dressed as a security guard, subdues the vault team. Step 3. Carla lures Frankie to a storage closet, steals his keycard, leaves him handcuffed to a pipe. Step 4. Dad cracks the vault. Step 5. Charlie watches police scanners, calls aboard if things sour. Step 6. Run. Split the cash. Pretend we're not monsters. But plans are for people who don't know how the world works. I drove to the casino at dusk, the duffel bag on the passenger seat like a coiled snake. The diamond vault loomed ahead, its neon sign bleeding into the twilight. It was a grotesque monument to greed, all mirrored glass and gold trim, built on the bones of the old neighborhood laundromat Mom used to drag us to. The employee parking lot was half empty. Dad had timed this perfectly. The graveyard shift was skeleton crew, the IT department a ghost town. I slipped in through a service entrance, the keycard Dex had lifted from a drunk janitor burning a hole in my pocket. The server room was in the basement, a fluorescent-lit tomb humming with the sound of 100 computers gasping for air. I hooked up the laptop, fingers trembling as I navigated the login screen. Password: Frankie1983. Dad's intel was right. Frankie, the security head, had used his birth year and his own name. The guy was a caricature. I looped the camera feeds, the screens flickering like a dying heartbeat. Too easy. Then the door creaked open. A kid stood there, maybe 20, wearing a diamond vault polo 3 sizes too big. His name tag said Ethan. This area's restricted, he said, clutching a Starbucks cup like a shield. My pulse thundered. Maintenance. Upgrading the firewall. But I'm the IT intern. Nobody told me. I stood slowly, blocking the laptop with my body. You know Frankie? Big guy, likes to leave his belt on during meetings. Ethan blanched. Everyone knew Frankie's reputation. He wanted this done quiet, I said, stepping closer. You gonna make me call him? The kid backed up, spilling latte on his shoes. And no. Just log the work order, okay? When he left, I sagged against the wall, sweat soaking through my shirt. The laptop screen glared at me, the looped footage glitching at the edges. Good enough. Back at the garage, chaos had bloomed. Carla was screaming at Dad, her new red dress torn at the shoulder. You said Frankie wouldn't be there tonight. He saw me, Vinny. Asked why I was sniffing around. Dad backhanded her. The sound was a gunshot. Carla stumbled, lip split, but laughed. You're losing it. Just like your wife. Dex moved before I could blink. He had Carla against the wall, a knife to her throat. Say that again. I dare you. Enough. Dad roared. We move tomorrow. No more mistakes. Charlie, still glued to her phone, muttered, define mistake. Later, I found her in the alley behind the garage, smoking a joint like it was a lifeline. You're gonna bail, aren't you? I said. She blew smoke in my face. You first, hero. Dad's not telling us something, I pressed. The vault combo, the timing, it's too clean. Since when does he know how to crack a Mosler safe? Charlie flicked the joint into a puddle. Maybe he's been practicing. She lifted her shirt, revealing a fresh bruise blooming on her ribs. Dex gave me this when I asked. Why? Because secrets are the only thing we're good at keeping. She walked away, the neon sign above the garage painting her red. That night, I broke into Dad's lockbox at the auto shop. Beneath Mom's old wedding ring and a stack of unpaid bills, I found a letter. Asterisk to Vincent. Per our agreement, the vault will be disarmed during the security upgrade. Ensure your team eliminates the guard roster. My men will handle the rest. A. Graves asterisk. The paper shook in my hands. A. Graves. Arthur Graves. Owner of the Diamond Vault. Footsteps echoed outside. I stuffed the letter back, but not before snapping a photo. When I turned, Dex stood in the doorway, a crowbar dangling from his fist. Looking for something? Just Mom's ring, I lied. Thought she'd want me to have it. He stared at me, his eyes black and empty. Then he laughed. Sentimental and stupid. No wonder you're her favorite. He left. I didn't breathe again until sunrise. We were pawns. All of us. But pawns can still bite when cornered. Chapter 3. Matches and gasoline. The air in the auto shop was thick with the stench of motor oil and paranoia. Dad had called a family meeting, which meant the garage door was shut, the blinds drawn, and Dex's collection of illegal firearms laid out on the workbench like a buffet of bad ideas. Charlie sat cross-legged on a stack of tires, picking at a scab on her knee, while Aunt Carla reapplied her lipstick in the reflection of a switchblade. Dad paced, his boots crunching over broken glass and the shattered remains of trust. Tomorrow night, he barked, slamming a fist onto the hood of a gutted sedan. We move at 1 a.m. sharp. No mistakes. No heroics. His eyes lingered on me, and I wondered if he knew I'd found the letter. If he knew I'd seen the name Arthur Graves. Dex leaned against the wall, cleaning his nails with a butterfly knife. What's the exit strategy? Cops'll swarm the second the vault opens. Graves has men, Dad said too quickly. They'll create a diversion. Fire in the east wing. Charlie snorted. Graves? The casino owner? Why's he helping us rob himself? The room went still. Dad's face twitched, a flicker of panic. I held my breath, waiting for the lie. He's not, Dad growled. I've got leverage. Old debts. You don't need details. Leverage. The word slithered through the room. I clenched the burner phone in my pocket, the photo of Graves' letter burning against my thigh. Aunt Carla snapped her compact shut. I don't like this. Frankie's been asking about Dex. Says he's got a file on him. Dex smirked. Tell him I'll autograph it. He knows about Mom, Carla said quietly. The temperature dropped. Dex's knife stilled. Charlie's scab tore open, a bead of blood blooming on her skin. Dad stepped into Carla's space, his breath hot and sour. What did you say to him? Nothing. She shoved him back, her voice rising. But he's not some rent-a-cop. He's got connections. Military connections. Then shut him up, Dad snarled. Or I will. The threat hung in the air, oily and combustible. I stood, my chair screeching. I need air. Dex's laughter followed me outside. Don't get lost, coder boy. The alley behind the shop was a graveyard of rusted parts and rat bones. I lit a cigarette, my hands trembling, and pulled up the photo of Graves' letter. "Ensure your team eliminates the guard roster. My men will handle the rest. You gonna tell him?" I whirled. Charlie stood in the shadows, her face half lit by the flickering street lamp. She held out her hand for my cigarette, took a drag, and coughed violently. "Tell who?" I said, playing dumb. She rolled her eyes. "Dad. About Graves. About how we're just doing his dirty work." I stared at her. "How long have you known?" "Since you started sweating every time Dad says, vault." She flicked ash onto the ground. "Graves wants the guards dead. Probably hiring new ones, cleaner, loyal. We're the scapegoats." The pieces clicked. The vault was a tomb. We'd be the ones burying the bodies, and ourselves. "We could run," I said, the words tasting like ash. Charlie laughed, a hollow sound. "With what money? Dad's broke. Dex is broke. Carla's always broke." She stepped closer, her voice dropping. "But Graves isn't." A truck rumbled past, its headlights slicing through the dark. For a second, Charlie looked like Mom, same sharp chin, same defiant glare. "You're not scared?" I asked. She smiled, all teeth. "I've got a plan." Inside, the argument had escalated. Dex had Carla pinned against the wall, her feet dangling 6 inches off the ground. "Saw you at the motel with Frankie." Dex snarled. "You're feeding him intel." Carla clawed at his wrists. "Fuck you. I was getting his key card." "Bullshit. You've been playing both sides since Tulsa." Dad yanked Dex off her, and Carla collapsed, gasping. "Enough." Dad roared. "We're family. We trust each other." The hypocrisy was almost funny. Charlie caught my eye, her smirk venomous. Dex spun on Dad. "Then why'd I find this in your desk?" He hurled a stack of papers. Loan agreements all overdue, the auto shop's deed signed over to a Graves Holdings LLC. The room froze. Dad's face paled. "Where'd you get that?" "Doesn't matter." Dex's voice was a low growl. "You're selling the shop. Our home. To pay debts." Dad snapped. "Debts you racked up with your hobbies." Charlie whispered in my ear. "Watch this." She sauntered to the workbench, picked up a wrench, and slammed it down. The crash silenced the room. "Enough dick measuring. Here's the truth. Dad's been working with Graves from the start. The heist isn't a score, it's a hit. On us." Dad lunged at her, but Dex blocked him. "You lying little." "Check his lockbox," Charlie said coolly. "Letter from Graves. Marlo's got the photo." All eyes turned to me. Betrayal, sharp and sweet, flooded my veins. I pulled up the photo, handed my phone to Dex. His jaw tightened as he read. Then, without warning, he punched Dad in the throat. Chaos erupted. 2 hours later, the shop was a war zone. Dad had a split lip, Dex a black eye, and Carla had accidentally slashed 2 tires on Dad's truck. Charlie sat on the roof, smoking and humming a Taylor Swift song like none of it mattered. I found Dad in the office, nursing a bottle of bourbon. "Why?" I asked. He didn't look up. "Graves promised me a cut. A clean start. No more running. And us." He drained the bottle. "You'd have gotten enough to disappear." "Liar. The deed. The loans. He'd have taken it all." "Mom would have hated you," I said. His head snapped up, eyes blazing. "Your mother chose to take that bullet. Not me." The words were a knife to the gut. I left before I did something I'd regret. That night, I broke into Graves' mansion. The place was a fortress, but Charlie had slipped me a key card. Courtesy of Frankie's boyfriend, she'd winked, and I crept through marble halls lined with portraits of Graves' smug face. His office was unlocked, his computer password 123. Emails flooded the screen. "To aid Graves. From V. Costa. Guards eliminated. Your turn. To V. Costa. From A. Graves. Payment transferred. Remember, leave the girl alive. She's mine. The girl. Charlie." Footsteps echoed. I ducked behind a curtain, heart pounding, as Graves entered, phone pressed to his ear. "Costa's kids? Dispose of them. Except the sister. I have plans for her." The curtain shifted. A hand gripped my shoulder. I turned. Frankie, the security chief, smiled, his teeth glinting in the dark. "Family's a bitch, huh?" Then the world went black. Chapter 4, Knives and Kneecaps. When I woke, my face was pressed to concrete so cold it burned. The air reeked of ammonia and iron, the kind of stench that claws its way into your lungs and stays. My wrists were zip-tied behind my back, the plastic biting into flesh. Across the room, Frankie hummed along to a staticky radio. "I shot the sheriff," as he polished a set of pliers with a rag. "Morning, sunshine," he drawled. The overhead bulb flickered, casting his face in jagged shadows. "You Costa boys sure love break-ins and Antaran. Your old man teach you that before or after he sold you out?" I spat blood. "Where's Charlie?" He grinned, crouching in front of me. "Safe. For now. Graves likes his toys intact." The words coiled around my throat. "Toys." I lunged, but Frankie kicked me onto my back, his boot crushing my ribs. "Easy, kid. You're worth more breathing." He tossed the pliers onto a rusted cart loaded with tools that looked like they'd been borrowed from a medieval dungeon. "Let's chat. How much did Daddy Dearest tell you?" "Go to hell." He sighed, pulling a phone from his pocket. The screen showed a live feed of Charlie, my Charlie, strapped to a chair in a room with peeling yellow wallpaper. Her left eye was swollen shut. "She's feisty," Frankie said, almost admiring. "Bit one of Graves' guys hard enough to draw blood. Reminds me of your mom." Rage burned through me, raw and blinding. "Don't you fucking talk about her." He backhanded me. The world blurred. "Your mom begged, you know. When I put the gun to her head in that gas station. Said she'd do anything if I let her kids live." He leaned closer, whiskey and mint on his breath. Guess she didn't realize Dex had already bolted. The truth hit like a bullet. Frankie killed her. Not some random cop. "Frankie." I screamed, thrashing, but his knee pinned me down. "Dex ever tell you he set her up? Sold her out for a reduced sentence. He'd sked. Family's a funny thing." Flashback. 2 years ago. Dex's 17th birthday. Mom made chocolate cake, her hands still greasy from the auto shop. Dex wasn't home. "Again. He'll come," she said, lighting the candle for the third time. "He promised." At midnight, cops knocked. They found Mom's body in the gas station freezer, a bullet between her eyes. Dex came home 2 days later, smelling of jail and cheap perfume. When I asked where he'd been, he threw a wrench through the shop window. "None of your goddamn business." Frankie stood, scrolling through his phone. "Graves wants the heist to proceed. You're gonna make that happen." I laughed, the sound mangled. "Why the hell would I help you?" He tapped the screen. The live feed zoomed in on Charlie's face as a man in a black mask pressed a cattle prod to her thigh. Her scream was silent, but her body convulsed like a snapped power line. "Stop!" I roared. Frankie crouched, his voice a serpent's whisper. "Here's the deal. You go back. Play loyal son. Get your family into that vault. And when the bullets start flying..." He shrugged. "Hope you're faster than Graves' men. Or..." He flicked the prod on. Blue electricity arced between its teeth. "Or I send your sister back to you in pieces." They dumped me in an alley behind the diamond vault, my pockets stuffed with lies. A burner phone, a fake keycard, and a photo of Charlie's bloodied face. The sun was rising, the sky a sickly pink. I stumbled to the auto shop, where the family was already at war. Dex had Dad pinned against the wall, a pistol jammed under his chin. "You sold the shop. To Graves. That was Mom's." Carla perched on the hood of a Cadillac, filing her nails. "Told you he'd crack. It was the only way." Dad choked. "Graves threatened Charlie." "Liar." I stepped inside, the door slamming behind me. All eyes turned. "Where the hell were you?" Dex snarled. I held up the burner phone. "Graves has Charlie." The room froze. Dad's face crumpled. "What?" I played the video of her screaming. Carla's file slipped from her hand. Dex lowered the gun, his rage momentarily doused by shock. "They want the heist tonight," I said. "Or they kill her." Dad sagged onto a stool. "We're walking into a massacre." "No," I said, the lie smooth as oil. "We're walking into a trap. And we're gonna spring it. The plan, version 2.0. Dex, bring extra ammo. And C4. For flair," he'd grinned. "Carla, seduce Frankie again, plant a tracker in his pocket. Dad, crack the vault, already pre-opened by Graves. Me, hack Graves' security grid, find Charlie's location. All of us. Steal the money, blow the casino, save Charlie." The truth? I'd already texted Graves an encrypted tip. "Costa family plans to double-cross you. Vault, midnight. Let the monsters eat each other." We geared up at dusk. Dex strapped knives to his ankles, humming. Carla slipped a vial of arsenic into her cleavage. Dad stared at Mom's old wedding ring, now on a chain around his neck. "You sure about this?" he asked me. I adjusted the wire hidden under my collar. Frankie's insurance policy. "We don't have a choice." He hugged me. For the first time in years. It lasted 2 seconds. It stank of old spice and regret. "You look like her," he muttered. "Your mom." "I know." The casino was a glittering coffin. I looped the cameras again, my fingers steady this time. Dex slit two guards' throats in the break room, their coffee pooling with blood. Carla dragged Frankie into a closet, her laughter echoing like a requiem. Dad reached the vault. The door swung open silently, no combo needed. Inside, stacks of cash waited, crisp and untouched. "Too easy," Dad whispered. "Yes." The first bullet hit him in the shoulder. Graves men swarmed from hidden panels in the walls. Black masks. Silenced rifles. Dex returned fire, his shotgun roaring. Carla stumbled out of the closet, her dress torn, Frankie's keycard clutched in her hand. "Marlo," she screamed. "The money." But I was already at the security terminal, hacking Graves' private feed. "Find Charlie. Find Charlie." A new window popped up. "Coordinates. A warehouse by the docks." I grabbed a duffel of cash, ducking bullets. "Dex! Move!" He didn't. He stood over Dad, who was bleeding out on the vault floor. "Dex, now!" He looked at me, then at Dad. Raised his shotgun. "No!" The blast erased Dad's face. Chapter 5, Ashes and Arrows. The casino's alarms wailed like mourners at a funeral. Smoke stung my eyes, bullets chewed through marble, and Dex stood over Dad's corpse, his shotgun still smoking. The vault's money fluttered in the gunpowder breeze, blood-spattered bills sticking to the floor like morbid confetti. "What the hell did you do?" I screamed, shoving Dex against the vault door. His pupils were pinpricks, his breath a feral snarl. "He threw me off, spit flying. He sold us out. Graves, Charlie, Mom, it was all him. He was our father. He was a liar." Dex's voice cracked, raw and ragged. For a heartbeat, I saw it. The boy who'd taught me to hotwire cars, who'd bandaged my knee when I fell off the roof. Then he reloaded, the moment gone. "Grab the cash. We're leaving." Carla emerged from the shadows, her red dress now a torn, sooty shroud. She clutched Frankie's keycard, her eyes wild. "Graves' men are sealing the exits. We're rats in a trap. Then we chew our way out," Dex growled, kicking open a maintenance door. Flashback. 10 years ago. Mom's hands were stained with engine grease, her laughter warm as summer asphalt. She'd turned the auto shop's office into a fortress of solitude with blankets and stolen traffic cones. Dex, Charlie, and I huddled inside, sharing a bag of stolen Skittles. "Family's the only thing they can't repo," Mom said, ruffling my hair. "Remember that." 2 days later, the bank took the shop. Dad didn't fight it. Just drank until the world blurred. We fled through the casino's underbelly. Steam pipes hissing, fluorescent lights buzzing like angry wasps. Graves' men hunted in packs, their radios crackling with static and hunger. "Left!" Carla hissed, yanking us into a janitor's closet. She barricaded the door with a mop bucket, her hands trembling. "They're herding us toward the parking garage. Graves wants us alive. For what?" I snapped. "For sport," Dex muttered, pressing a fist to his bullet-grazed arm. "He's old money. They like hunting things that can scream." I unzipped the duffel bag, my stolen cash now a worthless anchor. Beneath the bills, I found a manila envelope stamped with Graves' crest. Inside, photos of Charlie, bruised but alive, and a note. "Marlo, you inherited your mother's curiosity. Pity you didn't inherit her survival instincts. Bring me the money. I'll trade you the girl. AG. Dex snatched the note, his face twisting. "You knew she was alive and didn't say shit? You killed Dad and didn't say shit." I shot back. Carla stepped between us, her voice a venomous purr. "Play nice, boys. We've got company." The door exploded inward. Graves' men were wolves in Kevlar. We scattered. Dex vanished into the steam, his shotgun barking. Carla lunged at the lead mercenary, driving a screwdriver into his thigh. I ran, past dripping pipes, through a service tunnel, the duffel bag slamming against my ribs. A hand yanked me into a supply elevator. "Carla. Floor B3, she panted, jamming the button. "Garage. There's a car." The elevator shuddered upward. Blood dripped from her temple. "Why'd you save me?" I asked. She smiled, all cracked lipstick and secrets. "Graves promised me a villa in Belize. But you?" She tapped my chest. "You're my insurance policy." The doors opened. Dex was already there, gunning the engine of a stolen armored van. "Move." Bullets pinged the concrete. I dove into the van, Carla tossing the duffel bag in after me. Dex floored it, tires screeching. "Where's Charlie?" I demanded. "Warehouse 12, Dex said, swerving around a security barricade. "Graves Torture Palace. How do you know?" He didn't answer. Just handed me a burner phone. On the screen, a text thread with Graves. "Dex. Eliminate the father. Keep the sister alive. Double your cut. AG. The van swerved. My stomach lurched. "You're working with him?" "Surviving with him," Dex corrected, eyes on the rearview. Dad was gonna dump us. I just got there first. Carla chuckled, reloading a pistol. Told you he'd crack. The betrayal was an ice pick to the ribs. I lunged for the wheel. The van veered, sideswiping a dumpster. Dex elbowed me in the throat. I gagged, clawing at his face. You're just like him. I choked. Damn right, he roared. And you're dead weight. He grabbed the duffel bag, shoved me toward the open door. The street blurred below. Don't, Carla warned. Graves wants him. Graves can suck my. The bullet came through the windshield. Chapter 6, Vipers and Vaults. The bullet tore through the van's windshield, punching a hole in the world. Time slowed. Dex's grip on the wheel faltered, Carla's scream curdling into silence, the duffel bag of cash tumbling into my lap like a corpse. The second bullet grazed my ear, hot and mean, before burying itself in the headrest. Drive! Carla shrieked, clawing over the seats as return fire erupted from somewhere behind us. Dex slammed the gas, the van lurching forward. Blood streaked his temple where glass had sliced him. Grave sniper, warehouse district. Go left. I gripped the door handle, the city blurring into a smear of neon and shadows. You set this up. You led them right to us. Shut up and shoot, he roared, tossing a pistol into my lap. Carla leaned out the window, firing wildly at the black SUVs gaining on us. Brass casings rained onto the asphalt. They're herding us toward the river. The river. Where Mom's car had been dredged up, waterlogged and stinking of algae. Where Dex had stood on the bridge afterward, staring at the current like it might spit her back out. The van swerved onto a crumbling dock road. Warehouse 12 loomed ahead, its windows boarded up, graffiti screaming hell is empty. Charlie was in there. So was Graves. Dex skidded to a stop. We go in quiet. Grab Charlie, grab the cash, blow the place. Quiet. I spat. They've got snipers. He grabbed my collar, dragging me close. His breath reeked of blood and gasoline. You want to save her or cry about it? Carla shoved a shotgun into his chest. Save the pissing contest. Marlo, take the roof. Dex, flank the east door. I'll sweet-talk the guards. Sweet-talk? Dex sneered. She pulled a grenade from her purse. Persuade. The roof was a rusted skeleton, sagging under the weight of pigeon shit and bad decisions. I crawled toward a skylight, the duffel bag strapped to my back like a tumor. Below, Graves' men patrolled a maze of shipping containers, their flashlights cutting through the dark. And there she was. Charlie sat handcuffed to a steel chair in the center of the room, her face a mosaic of bruises. A man in a tailored suit, Arthur Graves, circled her, a cane tapping like a metronome. His voice floated up through the broken glass. Disappointed, Charlotte. Your family lacks vision. Charlie spat at his shoes. Your breath lacks toothpaste. He backhanded her. The sound echoed. I clenched the rifle, crosshairs wavering over his skull. One shot. But the duffel bag's weight reminded me, 12 million. A new life. If you're selfish enough to take it. Then Graves looked up. Our eyes met. He smiled. Flashback. Mom taught me to shoot when I was 12. Behind the auto shop, beer cans on a fence. Aim steady, she'd say, her hands guiding mine. And never point a gun at something you ain't ready to lose. Dex bet me $20 I couldn't hit a moving target. He tossed a wrench into the air. I fired. The bullet ricocheted, shattering the shop window. Dad backhanded us both. That night, Mom pressed ice to my cheek. Family's worth the bruise, she whispered. Remember that. The warehouse doors exploded. Dex charged in, shotgun blazing. Guards dropped, their screams cut short. Carla lobbed the grenade into a fuel drum, the blast painting the walls in fire. Graves vanished into the smoke, his laughter trailing behind. I rappelled down, landing beside Charlie. Her wrists were raw, her smile cracked. Took you long enough. You okay? I fumbled with the handcuff keys. Peachy. She nodded at the duffel. That the blood money? Our ticket out. Their ticket, she hissed. Dex made a deal. So did Carla. They're gonna leave us here. The cuffs clicked open. Not if we leave first. A shadow moved behind her. Frankie. His knife pressed to my throat. Hiya, kiddo. The blade bit. Blood trickled. Frankie's free hand groped for the duffel. Graves says thanks for the cash. Now hold still, this'll hurt. Charlie headbutted him. We crashed into a shelving unit, ammo crates raining down. Frankie slashed, the knife grazing my ribs. I tackled him, my fists finding his face, nose cartilage crunching, teeth loosening. He laughed, spitting red. You're just like your brother, he wheezed. All rage, no brains. Wrong, I growled, driving my knee into his gut. I'm the smart one. I grabbed a stray bullet, jammed it into his mouth, and punched. He gagged, choking on gunpowder and copper. Charlie tossed me a pistol. Finish him. Frankie's eyes widened. Wait, Graves'll kill your sister. I aimed. Say hi to Mom. The shot echoed. Dex found us in the smoke, Carla at his side. His gaze flicked to the duffel. Time to go. Where's Graves? I asked. Gone. But he left a present. He held up a detonator. C4 in the foundations. Casino money burns real pretty. Carla lit a cigarette off a burning crate. Splits the same. Four ways. Charlie stiffened. Four. Dex's smile was a razor. Dad's shares up for grabs. The room hummed with tension. Carla's hand drifted toward her purse. Dex's finger twitched on the shotgun. Charlie edged closer to me. I leveled the pistol at Dex. We're taking the cash. All of it. He laughed. You gonna shoot me, coder boy? For Charlie? Yeah. Carla sighed. Dullards. She pressed a button on her phone. The detonator in Dex's hand blinked red. Oops, she said. The warehouse erupted. Chapter 7. Fire and Fables. The world shattered. 1 second, I was staring at Carla's smirk, her finger hovering over the detonator button like it was a game show buzzer. The next, the floor buckled, and the air turned to fire. The blast threw me into a wall, my spine crunching against concrete. Smoke clawed at my lungs, and for a heartbeat, I was back in Mom's car. The one Dex and I had set ablaze for insurance money when I was 15. The same acrid stench, the same helpless rage. Charlie's scream cut through the ringing in my ears. Marlo. I crawled toward her voice, glass slicing my palms. The warehouse was a gutted beast, flames licking its ribs. Dex lay sprawled near a burning support beam, his shotgun still clutched in his fist. Carla was gone, vanished into the smoke like the ghost she'd always been. Here. Charlie waved from behind a toppled crate, her left arm bent wrong. Dex alive. Barely. Dex coughed, staggering to his feet. His face was a mask of blood and soot, one eye swollen shut. Carla's dead. Gotta be. You don't know her, I muttered, hauling Charlie up. The duffel bag of cash was still strapped to me. The weight a taunt. 12 million in hell's currency. A gun cocked behind us. Drop the bag, kids. Carla stepped from the smoke, her dress smoldering, hair singed. The detonator dangled from her hand like a trophy. Graves wants it pristine. No bullet holes. Dex snarled, raising his shotgun. You set us up. You set yourself up, she corrected. Graves needed patsies to wipe out his security team. You just overperformed. She gestured to the burning warehouse. Now the money. Charlie lunged, a shard of glass in her good hand. Carla sidestepped, pistol whipping her across the temple. Charlie crumpled. No. I surged forward, but Carla fired at my feet. Ah! Graves wants her breathing. For now. She grinned, all nicotine and spite. But you? You're optional. Dex moved. Fast. His shotgun roared, but Carla ducked, the blast taking out a flaming beam. It crashed between us, a curtain of fire. Go! Dex barked, tossing me his car keys. Take Charlie. I'll handle the witch. You'll die, I said. He reloaded, grinning. Always planned to. Flashback. Dex taught me to drive when I was 13. Stole a cop car, let me spin donuts in the junkyard. Feel that? He'd yelled over the engine's scream. That's power. I'd crashed into a fridge. He'd laughed until he cried. 2 days later, he'd beaten a dealer half to death for shorting him. I'd asked why. Power's just fear in a nice suit, he'd said. The keys burned in my hand. Charlie groaned, her weight sagging against me. Leave me, take the money. Shut up, I hissed, dragging her toward the exit. Flames nipped at our heels, the ceiling groaning. Ahead, daylight bled through a crack in the bay doors. A shadow blocked it. Arthur Graves stood framed in fire, his cane tapping a funeral march. Leaving so soon, Marlo? I reached for my pistol. Empty. He tutted. Violence is the resort of the unimaginative. He stepped aside, revealing two mercenaries with rifles. The bag, please. Charlie's breath hitched. Do it. I slid the duffel off, tossed it at his feet. Graves knelt, unzipping it with childlike glee. Lovely. Though, I'd have preferred fewer bloodstains. Where's Carla? I demanded. Burning, he said simply. She outlived her usefulness. He stood, brushing ash from his suit. But you, you've intrigued me. Join me. I'll let the girl live. Charlie spat. Go to hell. Graves sighed. Pity. He nodded to the mercenaries. Kill the brother. The first bullet tore through my shoulder. The second would have taken my head off if Dex hadn't barreled into them, a Molotov in each hand. Run, he roared, smashing the bottles. Fire erupted. Graves vanished. The mercenaries became torches. Dex grabbed my collar, dragging me toward the door. Keys! I tossed them. He shoved Charlie and me into the stolen van, peeled out as the warehouse collapsed behind us. We didn't speak for miles. Charlie passed out in the back seat, her breathing shallow. Dex's hands trembled on the wheel, his right leg peppered with shrapnel. Why? I finally asked. He lit a cigarette with bloody fingers. Mom's last words. She told me to protect you too. Bullshit. Truth. He flicked ash out the window. I failed her. Didn't want to fail again. The road blurred. I didn't realize I was crying until Dex punched my arm. Keep the money, he muttered. Get Charlie somewhere safe. And burn this van. What about you? He grinned, the old Dex flickering behind the blood. Gotta pay Graves a visit. He pulled over at a derelict gas station, limped to a rusted motorcycle. Don't follow me. We watched him disappear into the dusk, the engine's growl fading into a ghost's whisper. Charlie stirred. He's not coming back, is he? No. She leaned her head on my shoulder. Good. We ditched the van in a quarry, the duffel bag heavy with ghosts. I counted the cash under a streetlight. $11.3 million. The rest was ash. Charlie traced her bruised cheek. What now? I stared at the horizon, where the city's glow bled into the stars. We disappear. And Graves. I thought of Dex's grin, the Molotovs in his hands. He's already dead. Chapter 8, Shadows and Shotguns. The motel room smelled like mildew and regret. Peeling wallpaper curled like dead skin, and the flickering neon sign outside cast a sickly glow over the stacks of cash spread across the bed. $11.3 million. Enough to vanish. Enough to drown in. Charlie sat cross-legged on the floor, cleaning her pistol with a rag. Her left arm was still splinted, her movements stiff. We should have taken more ammo, she muttered, her voice raw from smoke inhalation. We took what we could, I said, staring at the security feed on the laptop, a grayscale loop of the empty parking lot. The motel clerk had taken $500 to forget our faces. Cheap, even for a hole like this. A creak echoed from the hallway. We froze. I gripped the Glock under the pillow. Charlie slid a knife from her boot. The silence stretched, suffocating. Rats, she finally said, exhaling. Or worse. The knock came 3 minutes later. Polite. Terrifying. Charlie aimed through the peephole. Kid. Maybe 12. Holding a pizza box. We didn't order pizza, I said. Duh. She cracked the door, knife hidden behind her back. Lost kid? The boy shoved the box into her hands. Guy downstairs paid me. Said you'd tip. He grinned, missing a front tooth. Inside the box, a single bullet, a burner phone, and a Polaroid of Dex's motorcycle crashed into a ditch, blood streaking the handlebars. Charlie dropped the box. No. The phone rang. Flashback. Dex, 18, teaching me to pick locks in the auto shop's back room. Feel the pins, he'd say, guiding my hand. They're like people. Push them right, they'll give you everything. Mom found us, her apron stained with oil. Dexter Costa, you corrupting your brother again? He'd grinned. Nah. Just teaching him the family business. I answered the phone. Who is this? Hello, Marlo. Graves' voice was silk wrapped around a dagger. I'd like my money back. Charlie mouthed trace it, but I shook my head. Burner. Untraceable. Dex kill you yet? I said. He chuckled. Your brother died screaming. But don't worry, I recorded it. Would you like to hear? Charlie snatched the phone. Touch him again, and I'll peel your skin off with a spoon. Ah, Charlotte. Still feisty. I've put a price on your head. 3 million. Alive. I suggest you sleep lightly. The line died. Charlie hurled the phone against the wall. We're leaving. Now. We took the back stairs, duffel bag in tow. The parking lot was a graveyard of rusted trucks and shattered glass. Our stolen sedan sat at the far end, but halfway there, headlights flared. A black SUV skidded in front of us. Run. I shoved Charlie toward a chain-link fence. Gunfire erupted, bullets chewing concrete. We scrambled over, the duffel snagging on barbed wire. A slug ripped through my calf. I fell, cash spilling like guts. Charlie dragged me behind a dumpster. Stay with me. She slapped a bandage on the wound, her hands steady. Mom's hands. The SUV revved, ramming the fence. Go! I shoved the duffel at her. Take it. Fuck you. She hauled me up, and we stumbled into an alley. A shadow stepped into our path. Need a ride. Carla. Her face was a ruin. Burns mottled her left side, her hair half-singered off. She leaned on a crowbar, her breath wheezing. Miss me? Charlie raised her pistol. You're dead. Almost. Carla spat blood. Graves left me to fry. But I've got a proposal. The SUV screeched behind us. Now! Carla yanked open a sewer grate. Unless you want to die in a dumpster. We dropped into the darkness. The tunnels reeked of rot and regret. Carla led us through the maze, her flashlight beam trembling. Graves has cops, mercs, bikers on payroll. Your faces are on every screen in the city. I limped, leaning on Charlie. Why help us? Because he'll kill me either way. She stopped, turning. The light hollowed her face into a skull. But I know where he's hiding. And I know how to gut him. Charlie stepped closer. Tell us. First, the money. No, I tightened my grip on the duffel. Carla's smile was a death rattle. Still don't get it, huh? The money's cursed. Graves let you take it. Trackers in every bill. I froze. Opened the duffel. A tiny red light blinked in the lining. He's been following you this whole time, she said. Waiting for you to lead him to the rest. Charlie lunged at her. You knew. Carla disarmed her in one move, twisting her bad arm. I'm the only one keeping you alive, brat. Now listen, Graves is holed up at the old opera house. Midnight tonight. He's got a buyer for the cash. We hit him there, you get revenge, I get paid. Why should we trust you? I said. She let Charlie go. You shouldn't. But you're out of options. The opera house was a carcass of chandeliers and cobwebs. Graves' men patrolled the lobby, their shadows stretching like ghouls. We crouched in the projection booth, Carla's crowbar cold against my back. Diversion, she whispered. I'll take the east wing. You two hit the vault. Charlie glared. You'll bolt. And miss the fun. Carla slid into the shadows. Don't die slow. We moved. Flashback. Mom's funeral. Rain slashing the gravesite. Dex punched the priest for saying, God's plan. Dad drank until he passed out. Charlie carved her initials into the casket. I stood there, numb, wondering if we'd ever be more than this. We weren't. The vault door was ajar. Inside, Graves stood over a steel table counting bricks of cocaine. His mercenaries lounged, rifles slack. Charlie primed a flashbang. For Dex. The explosion was blinding. We stormed in, guns blazing. Bodies dropped. Graves ducked behind the table, screaming for backup. I grabbed a brick of coke, hurled it at his head. Where's the money? He screeched. Burn in hell, I growled, pinning him down. Charlie tossed the duffel onto the table. Looking for this? Graves' eyes lit with greed. He lunged. Carla's crowbar split his skull. She stood over him, breath ragged. Told you I'd gut him. Charlie aimed her pistol. Now you. Carla laughed, blood bubbling on her lips. Already dead, kid. The burn's sepsis. She slumped against the wall. Take the money. And don't end up like us. Her head lolled. Police sirens wailed. We fled, the duffel lighter, $9 million left. The rest was ash, blood, and vengeance. Charlie gripped my hand as we vanished into the storm drains. What now? The answer came in Graves' final whisper, a secret etched in my bones. Run. Chapter 9. Bloodlines and Broken Glass. The storm drains emptied us into the river, the water black and biting. Charlie's teeth chattered as we dragged the duffel bag onto the muddy bank, the city's skyline glowing like a funeral pyre in the distance. $9 million weighed less now. Every bullet, every betrayal had carved hollows into its promise. We need wheels, Charlie muttered, wringing sewage from her hair. Her splinted arm hung limp, but her eyes were sharp, feral. And a burner. And antibiotics. And a miracle, I said, pressing a hand to my throbbing calf. The bullet wound had gone septic, my feverish sweat mixing with river filth. We limped to a scrapyard on the outskirts, a graveyard of rusted skeletons where Dex and I had stashed a van years ago. The vehicle was still there, its tires flat, its seats chewed by rats. Charlie hotwired it with a screwdriver and a prayer. Where to? She asked, the engine coughing to life. Somewhere that doesn't exist, I said, but the answer curdled in my throat. Flashback. Mom's hands, slick with oil, teaching me to change a carburetor. Always have an exit, Marlo. Even from yourself. Dex laughed, flicking a lit cigarette into a grease pan. Exits for cowards. Real men burn the path behind M. The fire took 3 trucks and Dad's left eyebrow. Mom grounded us for a month. Best month of my life. We drove for hours, the highway bleeding into backroads. Charlie slept fitfully, her head lolling against the window. I fought the fever, Graves' voice looping in my skull. You're just like your brother. Dawn found us at a derelict gas station, its sign creaking in the wind. Otto's Oasis. The clerk was a grizzled ghost with a shotgun under the counter. I bought band-aids, whiskey, and a map. Feds came through yesterday, he said, eyeing Charlie's splint. Looking for a pair of kids with a bag of trouble. Charlie stiffened. I tossed him an extra $20. Forget we existed. He pocketed the bill. Don't stay long. The van died in the desert, its engine seizing under the sun's glare. We walked, the duffel blistering our shoulders, mirages taunting us with pools of shadow. We're gonna die out here, Charlie rasped, her lips cracked. Not today, I lied. A dust cloud rose on the horizon. A truck. Charlie drew her pistol. Last stand. Negotiation. I stood in the road, waving my shirt like a surrender flag. The truck slowed. Two men inside, sunburned, armed, their eyes gleaming with hunger. Help us, I croaked. We'll pay. The driver grinned. Oh, we know. The ranch. They blindfolded us, drove us to a compound ringed with barbed wire and bone fragments. The leader, a wiry man with a scarred scalp, unzipped the duffel and whistled. Graves missing cash, he said. Boss'll want to see you. Who's boss? Charlie demanded. He backhanded her. Ask again and I'll peel your tongue out. The boss was a woman. She sat on a throne of elk antlers, her hair a white blaze, her face a roadmap of scars. Recognition punched me in the gut. Carla's parole officer. Lydia Hargrave. Marlo Costa, she purred. I've had wanted posters of you since you were knee-high. Charlie surged forward, but a guard yanked her back. You work for Graves? Lydia laughed. I own Graves. That casino was my laundry. Your little heist? A favor. Cleaned out his rivals, his loyalists, even his pretty face. She stood, circling us. But you stole from me. And I want my money back. I stepped between her and Charlie. It's yours. Let us go. Go. Lydia's smile was a scalpel. You've got talent. And debts. You'll work for me. Starting with your sister. Charlie spat at her boots. Eat shit. Lydia nodded to a guard. He dragged in a prisoner. Ethan, the casino's IT kid, his face a pulp of bruises. Choose, Lydia said, handing me a knife. Him or her. The truth. Ethan sobbed. I just fixed computers. Please. Charlie stared at me, her eyes hard. Do it. The knife trembled in my hand. Mom's voice, aim steady. I lunged, not at Ethan, not at Lydia. At the duffel bag. Slashing it open, I hurled cash into the air. The guards froze, eyes wide as the storm of bills swallowed the room. Charlie tackled Lydia, seizing her pistol. Chaos erupted. Firefight. Bullets tore through the compound. Ethan fled, screaming. Charlie and I fought back to back, our breaths sinking like old times. Lydia's throne splintered under gunfire, her snarls lost in the cacophony. We retreated to the yard, the duffel abandoned. Lydia's men closed in, their greed outstripping their aim. The fuel tanks. Charlie yelled, pointing to a rusted silo. I fired. The bullet sparked. The explosion threw us into the desert sand, flames licking the sky. The road. We stole a motorcycle, the horizon blurring through smoke and tears. Charlie's arms tightened around my waist, her breath hot on my neck. Where now? She asked. The answer came in a whisper, carried by the wind. Nowhere. Epilogue. The news said Lydia Hargrave died in the fire. The cash. Ash. We drifted through border towns, trading guns for gauze, silence for shelter. Charlie's arm healed crooked. My leg never did. One night, under a sky choked with stars, she asked, was it worth it? I thought of Dex's laugh, Mom's hands, Dad's last lie. No, I said. But we were alive. And alive is a kind of win.